Hey, everybody, it's Theo Von here, and I got a question. When it comes to soda, are you really picking a zero-sugar cola that you actually prefer, or are you just settling for what you've always had? That's the question. And I'll say this, when it comes to taste, I find that nothing beats Pepsi Zero Sugar. But you don't just have to take my word for it. That would be ridiculous. Pepsi has been doing blind taste tests for years. No labels, no brand names, just taste. And last year, they brought back the Pepsi Challenge, and the results were clear. 66% of people agreed and said that Pepsi Zero Sugar tastes better than Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. In fact, Pepsi Zero Sugar won in every market they tested. So if you're grabbing a zero sugar soda, go with the one people keep choosing when taste is the only thing that matters. Go out and try Pepsi Zero Sugar today. Let your taste decide.
I'm grabbing my shirt, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
I'm grabbing my shirt. Shoot me then.
You're not going to have my body out there like that.
I'm in the lobby with fucking 50 gamers.
You got the comforter on. Fucking
the total. Just wrap me, bro. I'm grabbing my shirt.
Yeah.
Don't go in that bag.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Optic Podcast, episode number 167, brought to you by FanDuel, Cheez-It, and Shopify. 167 sods, gentlemen. It's a lot of sods.
Look where you are, man.
A lot of sods, man. We wanted to celebrate the 167th episode by doing it in a special place.
Yeah, we are in the beautiful outskirts of Miami, Florida.
Outskirts of Miami. We're in Fort Lauderdale.
Like we're closer to
very big city.
We're good docks, man.
We're closer.
It's a very big city.
We're closer to Okeechobee.
He thinks he knows better, man.
Oh, what do you mean?
That's a dope shirt. That's embroidered, right?
Oh, yeah, it's embroidered.
Love
that's
that
like
shit.
I wore it last night too. I might wear it every day.
That's like being in Dallas, saying, "Yeah, we're in proximity to Austin.
We're in Prosper."
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah,
I gotta keep them on their toes, man.
Anyway, the reason that Seth has been a little bit more apprehensive than usual and to disclose our exact location is because there was just a shooting that happened in at the Holiday Inn, and I arrived at this house today. We just finished the third season of Idiots, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a little bit. But what did you guys hear? Because I caught it secondhand from y'all.
Well, I mean, what I saw on Twitter, it was shots fired, gamers outside, and it was madness in that hotel lobby, Hector.
Now, what I saw was Lamar.
What'd you say?
Yeah, what the hell?
There was madness in that hotel.
Mark's
lobby
a reporter.
Hector.
Dude, that's a good move.
Yeah, I actually was reporting. Like that one? But no, yeah. I saw, so Rocker was staying there, and then Lamar tweeted like,
really when I hug
30, he heard 30 shots, at least 30 shots.
Which?
And then the cops came to the door.
You hear one, you're like, what the fuck? You hear 30?
I'm getting low in the corner of the room.
Yeah, 100%.
The cops come to the room with M16s, and they make him come to the lobby and don't even let him change. He's still wearing his boxers.
Yeah, that's damn insane.
So it must have happened on his floor, because there's no way they're taking one by one the whole hotel
out. He said it was literally next door.
That's fucking crazy.
They came to my room, and I was sleeping shirtless.
Dude, I got to say one thing.
I'm grabbing my shirt, man.
Yeah, dude.
I'm grabbing my shirt. Shoot me then.
You're not going to have my body out there like that.
I'm in the lobby with fucking 50 gamers.
You got the comforter on. Fucking,
I would have told them. Just wrap me, bro. I'm grabbing my shirt.
Yeah.
Don't go in that bag.
But can I say one thing? What the fuck is good in Miami? Every time we come here...
Yeah, Florida's a
dude,
little...
Dude, is Florida just, like, insane?
Well, I mean...
I do think
a lot of crazy stories come from Florida. But, like, crazier... Like, a shooting is as fucked as it gets.
Did
but
I fuck
like,
it up?
Florida is, like, you... Man wrestling gator in the middle of the road.
Love that.
Husbands clapping. It's like, what? There's, like, crazy shit that goes on down here.
The guy at the restaurant?
The guy at the restaurant was insane. We went to a place called Serafina last night. Beautiful waterfront restaurant. Very good, like authentic Italian food. But next to us was this guy from Jersey. And he was like really...
He was really emphasizing the Jersey thing.
Like
He wanted the restaurant to know he was from Jersey.
Yeah,
exactly.
He was talking...
Like, don't nobody give no fuck.
He was like...
I wasn't there.
These fucking assholes from Jersey. Like, just like
and
super,
once he
super.
Out we were from Jersey.
Oh.
They just could talk to us for a while.
Yeah, I went
the
to
night.
The bathroom. They were talking to him because we heard the whole conversation. And then I went to pee. And then I come back and they're in conversation. And I was like, oh boy.
And then the people next to us, we were about to leave. Nice. They were brother and sister, older lady, older guy. They thought I was from Chicago, but then we started talking and started talking about Chicago and shit.
They're really nice.
Now, we were talking. I would have loved to sit with those people and have actually ate with them. Yeah. Like, they just seemed like they were so fucking nice.
You guys want to go to dinner tomorrow night?
I would have said yes.
Yes, absolutely.
I would have said yes. They were so nice.
Mark got into his feelings on the way out. Us three were walking through the alley. He's like,
we'll never see them
again. He's like, man, you know what's insane about that whole thing right there? Those people were nice, man, and we'll never see them again. It's like, that's the way of the world. That's true.
It was just so polarizing because the guy next to us was like saying crazy
shit. Type of shit that we can't say here. Like, I'm talking shit I haven't heard said out loud in 15 plus years.
This fucking girl brought me to a restaurant on the fucking water. I'm worried about Jaws and shit.
That was not anywhere close to where he went.
Near to the, dude, yeah, it was yeah, way
it
worse.
It was bad.
It was
But then the people that were directly next to us were also just listening to it unfold. And then at the end, they started talking to us. They were so nice.
So you guys hear that crazy ass shit coming from over there?
She was from Glen Heights, I think. They're Glen Heights, Illinois.
Glendale Heights. That's where that famous burrito was. The last one that my boy Mario owned.
Oh, okay, I remember that.
We just going back to being shirtless and being brought downstairs. That's why you should always be prepared to. You have to get it. There's a fire. I always have shorts on and a shirt on. I'm ready to go.
I mean, I feel
you
so bad.
Shorts and a shirt?
Yeah.
Oh hell no.
You know who sleeps naked?
I'm boxers only.
What?
I can't do naked. I can't do that.
You know who Omens sleeps naked?
So do I sometimes.
I don't know this.
I
mean, he told me.
I wouldn't sleep on that. I wouldn't sleep on that bed though, like without
a stranger's bed. Yeah. Yeah. Right?
The only way I'm naked in bed and I fall asleep is after 14 skinny margs. You know what I'm saying?
You fully stripped down.
No.
There was a lot of drinks.
Yesterday, yeah, we had a good amount of drinks. Seven across the day.
Oh, shit.
He had two mimosas on a flight. I was like knocked out in and out. He was fucking hibernating on the flight. He was against the window. I kept waking up. I couldn't get comfortable. He had two mimosas. We came here. We ordered some drinks.
Why are you looking back at me?
I would have seen
you
what
get
you were
that
doing.
Confirmation?
I would have seen what you were doing.
I'm here. I was on workcation.
You were up against the window.
For real?
Oh, hood on and everything. Yeah, I looked back. It looked bad?
Yeah.
I mean, no one was looking at you.
But it looked bad.
But him.
You were sleeping. I mean,
my mouth was open.
Catch fine,
bro.
Yo, hey, listen. Here's the thing.
Tell me the next
if I'm ever looking like
something at you,
no. Next time you see me up, you tell me.
Yeah, yo, just go like this.
How can you control that? You're sleeping with your mouth open.
Yeah,
just go like that.
Nobody cares.
Just walk over.
Nobody cares. Thank you.
Sure?
But no,
nobody gives a fuck. If they do,
drink the whole flight.
You didn't get a drink?
No, I was.
What, do you want him to pour it in your mouth as you're fucking?
I mean, she probably didn't want to wake me up. She's like, holy shit, is this guy fucking.
He needed it.
Insane night.
I mean, it was an early flight. It was 8:50 flight, so.
That's early for us gamers.
Yeah, no, I bet.
For you, it's like, man, I've been up since 5.
I mean, that's an early flight.
No alarm.
Like, earlier than,
yeah.
I mean, you could get an afternoon flight. 8:50, that's an early flight.
Any flight before, in my opinion, I travel a lot, and I get up like at 5:36 every morning, so like it's not a big deal to me, and I'm not bragging about it, but anything before 9 o'clock is like an early flight.
Yeah, I was up at 6 a.m. To get ready for the flight, so that's an early fucking flight.
I'm
on workcation. I had 10 drinks yesterday. I actually feel pretty solid this morning, all things considered.
Well, I feel like
we had a good breakfast.
It was also split up enough. Oh yeah, we have an amazing private chef for the weekend, Abigail. She just cooked us up an amazing breakfast. Puff pancakes, fruit, black.
The puff pancakes were fucking
brown
crazy.
Sugar, black crazy. Pepper, bacon.
Yeah, the bacon was crazy.
The
eggs
bacon
to order.
Was perfectly fucking, and it was out there for a minute.
And that breakfast got me so hyped for what's to come.
Oh, lunch, we have like Chilean sea bass with peach orzo something.
Chilean sea bass. I saw the orzo cooking
fresh,
in there.
Fresh pasta, fresh. Ready? She's making fresh, cold pasta
orzo,
salad.
You can never
right
go
now.
Wrong with orzo. Orzo literally just soaks up all the chicken broth and all the goodness, and then it's just like, oh, you can't go wrong. Orzo is undefeated.
I was
so
saying,
I can't wait.
There was something different about, you could always tell when you're by water. So we were at Rocco's Tacos and Tequila yesterday. It was okay. Like, I would go there again. You weren't as big of a fan.
I mean, the guac was
the guac
really
was
good.
Amazing.
I'm not going anywhere just for the guac.
No, well, I'm just saying,
I got the birria. Didn't even lay a finger on mine.
Oh.
Yeah, then, but it was solid. So then we had two skinny margs. I had a skinny margs there. Two spicy skinny margs. I just feel myself fucking.
Yo,
just...
every time that I've been down here, I've always been like, I almost feel like I've dreaded coming to.
Really?
Yeah.
I love this. This is like,
bro, when you're by water, you're just perkier. Like, I walk out in Dallas, pollen. Here it's water, breeze,
dude,
trees.
No, but I dread it always. Like, the food wasn't, like, never impressed me like that. And I was humbled. I was put on my ass. Miami said, you think that we don't have a culinary community here?
It's Miami, bro.
A culinary scene? Bro, I'm telling you, listen to these words that are coming out of my mouth. And I'm not speaking for you. And I'm not speaking for you or you. I'm just speaking for me. I had the best, and I mean the best, chicken parm sandwich that I've ever had in my life.
Damn. Oh, dude, it looked like a Japanese chicken parm sandwich.
The place that I went to is called Oishi. And it is an Italian, Italian-Japanese fusion cuisine by Chef Brad Kilroy. Dude, this guy, like, I hope that I get to take you guys there at some point. I hope that you guys come with me to Omoncello to have the number 25th best ranked margherita pizza. And I'm not a margherita pizza, fresh oven, a wood oven pizza, not my thing. Now it is. This one was fucking crazy. It was perfect. The people there, all the guests, I'm sorry, the hosts, the owners, you know, heavy Italian accent, so you knew it was gonna be from Naples.
I will say, what I've noticed about every major city we go to, I feel like there's always good Italian food. Like, there's always some good Italian spots.
It's really hard to fuck up Italian food, though. There That's why.
Yes and no, because you
know, how good is Olive Garden? Fire?
Yeah.
And it's like you would say,
I guess that's better than the spot. I guess that's a fair point.
And Italians aren't gonna be like we agree. It's not the best Italian food ever out there, right? But neither is Taco Bell's not the best Mexican food out there. But I still eat it.
Taco Bell. I can agree with that when you're down bad enough.
Yeah, nice.
Not bad,
dude. But anyway, continue.
No, I'm just saying. I feel like everywhere we go there's always good Italian food.
Because it's hard to fuck it up.
I think I agree with you. Actually, now that I think about it. I think every major city you go to has crazy food. Were you trying like low key spots?
Yeah,
because everyone comes to Miami. They go to Komodo and Kiki, and that's good. But
you would have loved it.
100%. I saw it, and when you sent it, I'm like, oh my, look at this salsiche. Yeah,
they had cheese in the middle.
It was a parsley cheese, yeah. Sausage.
The red peppers, those red peppers and roasted tomatoes, right?
Red peppers, sauteed onions, a beautiful balsamic glaze.
Man, I tell you what, man, I walk away humbled, and I cannot wait to be back in Miami. This is cool, right? But it'd be like, we're gonna be here stuck inside for about, you know, that whole day, right, up until like 7 o'clock.
Nah, this is so much more convenient because right when we're done, we're here. So we turn off the cameras, we're here. You know, we walk outside, fishing rods, boom, we're in it. No,
fishing rods.
Yeah, did you look up the
no
laws?
No time getting out, we're here.
Comments will tell us.
I mean, this is just...
Comments are going to tell us.
So, let me just talk about the house real quick. First off...
What's the address?
Shout out to Raj for finding it, because usually we stay in hotels, but this is our first time staying at a B&B. Everyone has their own room and bathroom. I've tried...
I don't know why you gave me that room.
Yeah,
broken.
No, I know you wouldn't want to be by the back door of Ruckus and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? No, you don't. You wouldn't want no one peeping through your shit.
No one peeping through nothing
so
in here.
So I'm like,
I open the closet, and the closet door like falls on me and hits me.
Someone breaks in. I'm in the first room. I'm like, Hector wouldn't want someone peeping through his shit. And Ruckus and me back here, the shit getting under your door.
Thank you, man.
But this is a special event. Like we would have never stayed at an Airbnb. Like if we were at the venue, actually. We wouldn't have got an Airbnb. So I feel like this is like a step for us to see what it could be like to just get an Airbnb every event for us.
I truly think it's better.
And we could just stay at the crib and do that.
No, but I think...
What do you mean?
Yeah, there would be no point. I mean,
I think this is better than being at the venue.
Yeah, we might as well set up
in the comments. I'm personally curious.
But I'm saying if we were at the venue, we probably wouldn't have got an Airbnb. Now that we got an Airbnb at the other events that were actually at the venue, Toronto, for instance,
but not to stream out of there.
Now we might get an Airbnb because it's just so much more of a vibe than going back to your hotel room.
Well, I also think doing the show here, it's like, this is our first time. I've said this a lot. You're going to know we're in Miami when you put the stream on. You're going to see this in the backyard. Like Boston, it was a dope setup. They hooked us up. But we were just in a room.
We could have done that anyway.
Exactly. But is actually like a themed watch party where, like, okay, we're live from Miami, and you know and feel that we're live from Miami.
Yeah.
Whereas if we were just in a random room or live from Miami, you don't feel like it's not immersive. Like I feel like this is like a new upgrade to the watch party where like you know and feel that we're in the location.
Well, I also want to say we would have been at the venue, but there were some restricting factors.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's not a big deal. Like you gotta understand for Miami specifically, and I'm obviously, you know, limited information here, like everybody is trying to cut costs across the industry, like advertisers, like everyone is, so it's happening everywhere. It would have cost them an additional $25,000 to give us additional internet and space, right? Like that's, so they got to take that into consideration as they're doing their P&L. So like, I completely get it. I wasn't like, it's not, it's just the way that it went down.
Yeah.
The only time I think actually, like thinking logically, the only time we should be in the venue is like Toronto, when you have like a fan or a stage, fans or stage in the background, so it's immersive. Because in Toronto, and you like you see the stage and players and fans behind us, that's dope as shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas if we were in Toronto in a random back room, you don't feel Toronto. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't feel the event. You know we're there, but
there's nothing behind us, or you can't see like where we are. I mean, we could just do it from.
Well,
the
this
same
is also
spot.
Like this is just a crazy experience too, because. Once again, shout out Raj and the company for hooking this up. We got a private chef, so like usually you get ready in the hotel room. We have to Uber to get breakfast. We walk downstairs. Breakfast is already made. Pool right here. Like it is just.
It's nice, man.
It's the perfect mix between vacation while of course working.
Yep.
It's the ideal working vacation.
Well, speaking of it, we've got Major One starting today.
Major Two starting today.
He's still.
Skip the first one. We've got the boys taking on Miami round number one. What do you guys think of the matches today? It's all winner's bracket today,
I think the first round's always the sketchiest because it's your first like match on land.
Yeah.
You're spawning in for the first time. Yep. The thing about esports and Call of Duty, and the reality is all 12 teams, there are a lot worse teams in comparison, but all of the players are personally capable of playing well.
Yeah.
So, like, God forbid you start slow, one player's turning up. Like, the first match is the most important because once you get into the flow, you're good. Like, once you get your reps, you're good. But that's why sometimes you see, like, the round one upsets. It's because, well, everyone's coming in fresh. It's their first match of the weekend. So, I think once we get to the first round,
Smooth sailing.
Hopefully. Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be easy. I mean, potentially Toronto round two, so.
I mean, we got to get through Miami round one first.
Exactly.
We got Miami round one. What are the other Miami matches? We got Toronto versus Vegas. We've got FaZe taking on the Thieves, and then we have New York taking on Boston.
All in all, some good matches, though.
Boston, some good matches.
I'm pretty sure it's New York, Boston, FaZe, Thieves.
Toronto-Vegas, I can't wait
Vegas,
for.
Vegas, Toronto.
I'm excited for Toronto-Vegas, man. Vegas been turning up.
Some good matches.
Yeah, I think we're going to get like 2-3-0s and probably maybe one game five and like a 3-1. Yeah, that's usually how Thursdays go.
I was saying this on stream, and I might have said it on the podcast, I don't know, but this is the first tournament where the top four teams are all capable of winning the tournament.
Yeah.
Like, I would not be shocked if any of the top, like the first major, FaZe and Ultra had the edge on everybody. They were just, and Ultra even had a tier above FaZe. So I feel like Ultra were in a league of their own. FaZe was below them, then everyone else below them. This is the first time where it's like all four teams, like look at our New York series. Look how, like that's as close as it gets.
I mean, look at our Toronto series. We go to a game five and we slam them in it, but like they beat us in two hard points. It's like the top four teams are so close right now. I feel like across pretty much every game mode, I feel like Toronto's still the best in HP. But yeah, I feel like the other game modes, I feel like we're the best control team right now, which is very good to have because we reverse sweep New York because of it. We won a Karachi.
I prefer being good at control too.
Yeah, I think we're the best control team. I think Toronto's the best hardpoint team. And who's the best search team right now? I don't even know.
Out of the four?
New York maybe?
I would say New York out of the four. Our search has been looking great.
From the ice perspective,
it's control search hardpoint for us, I think, as of like super recency bias. So I think if our hardpoint is well rounded this weekend, this is like the tournament for us. Like right now, we're 7-0. We're riding momentum.
We beat Toronto and New York in the quals.
Well, the good thing about control is it truly is the biggest swing mode because you can be down 0-2, and if you're a really good control team and you win the control, reverse sweeping, like we just did it to New York. And if you can reverse sweep New York, you can reverse sweep anybody.
Well, you got to think of the series too. Like if they pick the first hard point, you get the control, win that, then you get your map pick. Like, reverse sweeping if you're good at control.
Well, the SND is still big though. If you're going to lose first map. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
You know, so like if you're going to lose, well, if you know going into it, okay, we'll probably lose first map, but put up that fight. You gotta win this. You gotta win up. can't start down 0-2. That is going to be the biggest test, I think, to us versus the good teams is we're going to have to win the search if we're not going to win the hard point.
Yeah.
And there's no losing the search, losing the hard point, and coming back.
Yeah, the balancing act of COD is always hard, though. Like, whenever, like, for our team, for instance, we got so good at control and search, but then we lose hard points. It's like, it's so hard to keep everything sharp because then you focus on something, take the foot off the other thing. I think this weekend's going to come down to just map pool, like who has the best map pool, because the teams are they're just so close right now.
I also think going into the weekend, like last time Rocker turned up at the major, like they made their waves and they were impressive. I think this is our first time we have like a couple actual sleeper teams that could potentially cause some upsets.
I think Vegas is the only one for me personally. I think Thieves showed promise.
Well, I think Vegas are like, for example, like Vegas can give Toronto a series. Like Vegas, it's not like Toronto's S and Vegas is C. Like Vegas is fifth, and they're like a good fifth right now.
Even though Thieves beat but Vegas.
It's Geo's first land. Geo's first land. Is this Purge's second land? Purge played at Major 1, right?
Yeah.
See, that's so this is,
and he got slammy whammied.
But Geo's been playing like a super, like a star, so we need to that's see how Geo I look play at it, well.
Though, is like they did even better coming into this event, Vegas. But I would have still countered in the fact that, okay, it's this guy's first land. He's playing Toronto. There's a crowd. There's a whole lot of other shit. He's not just going to sit there and be super locked. It's possible.
Can you see Purge standing up, roaring at Toronto today?
I can't imagine that.
Yeah, but the crazy...
I could see Dill doing it. It makes sense in my mind.
Well, we had Attach on the breakdown. We had a good interview with him.
I love Dill, by the way. Shout out Attach.
I think every team needs to look at Vegas because, like, let's be honest. Let's talk player by player. Attach always been solid. You know what you're going to get. He's really turning up right now. He's playing lights out. Right now, he's one of the best players in the league. I mean, he's consistent through all games.
So is Geo.
Playing very well. So is Geo. Nero always had struggles with inconsistency. He would always drop 41 map, then go 0-8 the next. Like, he could never find that consistency. Now he's finding that more. I was on Purge's ass because I think you had to be on someone like that. I mean, he was dropping some pretty heinous fucking stat lines. Now he's playing well. He's in IGL. He's turning up. But what stood out during the interview, and which every team that's struggling should look at, is Attach is like, we show up at 11:30 a.m. every single day. We are always, every single day, on time, 2 hours before our practice. And we do VOD, we hang out, we do shit. Like, I think a lot of Call of Duty players get stuck, and it's so hard not to. You're getting paid good money. You know, you're living in this nice apartment. You feel like you're there, but you really have to look at it like, We're striving every day to go be a contender at COD Champs. And I feel like Vegas is doing that very well.
Yeah.
They look 20 times better. Like, they actually look like you definitely can't sleep on them.
Yeah.
Going down versus them, they'll fuck around and win the series. Mm. They're like how Miami was in the beginning before they made the roster change right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
can't go into the match sleeping.
I'm curious to see what Miami shows us this
weekend. Yeah, I was just about
to
say
Miami is now, they were like really, so that they get slammed at Major 1. They're like playing really, really bad. They can't win a match.
They start 0-5.
Now they're on this nice upswing and they're starting to look a little like that normal Miami squad. The thing with when Optic plays FaZe or when Optic plays Toronto or New York, whatever, you kind of always know what it's going to be. All the coaches know what the map set's going to be. We're going to veto this. They're going to veto this. The thing with some of like those middle of the pack, worst teams is I feel like the series get kind of random. Like, you don't know what Miami's about to go veto.
Well, you just don't know either, because a team could come to the event, play a map really good on land that they've been struggling on online, and then just throw it into their map pool. I saw JP talking about it. But like, he was talking about how at Major 1 we like wouldn't play sub base, and then at Major 1 it was our best map.
Yeah.
It's like, you just can't predict shit like that. So
it's
land time, man. Call of Duty's always been weird.
Tournament time.
It's tournament time.
Slasher used to walk around the MLG studio in Columbus like he was fucking McGregor.
He would
be saying all that tournament time walking around.
I could see that Boston New York series.
I love that shit.
I could see that Boston New York series getting a little interesting too.
First rounds are always...
You never know.
First round is terrifying for every player and every team. Could.
New York had a very bad Major 1, too. So they need to, like...
About it.
They need to come first, in on land and
first
prove
First map
it.
Is 10 minutes. And if,
for
if,
this game, they
if you're
chance.
The top team and you're expecting to skate through the team, and you lose the first map, you're like... and they're going to do a search that they picked.
When that happens, do you think people are like, fuck, it's land. They're so much better on land. Fuck, we underestimated them on land. We thought we were going to be better on land. Land.
Nah.
Land, and you just get on your own fucking head?
No, I don't think so.
I hope not. If you're a top
level
player...
Did that ever happen to you or you?
No.
What, like,
I don't
like you lose like something, that. You lose, and you're like, fuck, I suck on land.
I want 30 chips.
No, no, I know. I'm saying, but like when you were like, when you put yourself in their shoes, this is our second live or, you know, that's.
Oh, yeah. People definitely tweak.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, I mean, when you're younger, like
shout out Gilbert.
If you're a rookie, hell yeah.
Explosive from Explosive from fucking the Gears.
Oh, Gears, yeah.
With one of the coldest. These lights do shit to people. Like, so cold. Like, across these lights do things to people.
I don't know if it's the lights or the fans or the atmosphere, but yeah, there's definitely some people that tweak a little bit. But yeah, it's going to be a fun event. I can't wait.
Be a good one.
I think I'm calling it now. I think the finals is going to be us and FaZe.
I was saying, us in New York.
Listen, if it's finals, I'm out, right? Like, I'm getting up from the chair.
I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be us and FaZe in the finals.
Jump on stage when they win and shit.
This podcast is brought to you by Cheez-It. Do you need a snack to fuel your gaming sessions? Look no further than Cheez-It Duo's Crackers, because two flavors are better than one. Made with 100% real cheese and baked to crispy, crunchy perfection, Cheez-It Duo's are our cheesiest gaming snack. Visit Cheez-It.com to find a store near you and keep the game going. Also, if you missed the 1v1 against Shotzi presented by Cheez-It yesterday here in Florida, don't worry. Keep an eye out on the Optic Gaming YouTube channel for a special recap of what went down. This podcast is also brought to you by FanDuel. March Madness is here, and FanDuel is here to support you. As you know, we're teaming up with FanDuel to offer almost everyone our free 2024 Optic Gaming jersey just in time for MLB. Optic Gaming jersey. All you got to do is sign up for FanDuel at FanDuel.com/OpticJersey. You make a $20 first-time deposit and wager within 30 days of sign-up on any sport available on FanDuel Sportsbook. Once you hit those items, you are eligible to receive a free, clean version of our brand-new 2024 jersey.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Hope is here. GamblingHelpLineEmma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. MA. Call 1-877-8 Hope, New York, or text HOPENY 467-369, New York. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $20 first time deposit and wager required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Jersey provided by Optic Group Incorporated. Restrictions apply. See full terms, including how to redeem your jersey, at sportsbook.fanduel.com. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG. MINJOH, Pennsylvania, Illinois, TN, VA, 1-800-NEXT-STEP, or text NEXT-STEP to 53342, AZ, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat, CT, 1-800-9, with IT, IN, 1-800-522-4700, or visit ksgamblinghelp.com, KS, 1-877-770-STOP, LA, visit www.mdgamblinghelp.org, MD, 1-800-522-4700, WY, or visit www.1800gambler.net, WV.
This show is also sponsored by Better Help. For me personally, being a competitor my entire life, I think as my career went on, I was definitely getting better and better at being a better teammate. And I think any relationship is difficult, whether it be family, significant other, friends, especially teammates, because it's very important to be cohesive and sort of have that like out of game chemistry as well as the in-game chemistry. So I was personally very proud of the relationships I was building with my teammates towards the end of my career. But yeah, relationships are not easy. And when it comes to therapy, it can be helpful to learn coping skills. And it's also good to have someone you can rely on and sort of talk your problems through in a healthy, concise manner. That way you can get it off your chest and feel out the best way to move forward. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/optic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/optic. This show is also brought to you by Shopify. When it comes to me personally, my clothing brand Better Days Ahead is all hosted on a Shopify website. So it's made everything super convenient, and we see all of our statistics, analytics, our growth, and that's sort of how we, when we game plan and we meet and discuss how we want to move forward, Shopify's analytics and sort of everything we can see on the back end is honestly what's fueling our decisions we make going forward. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/optic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/optic now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/optic.
Scream and shit. Hold Shotzi up.
Yeah, Shotzi's funny as hell.
Oh, the Shotzi 1v1 was yesterday. That was a dope turnout.
Yeah?
Yeah, all everyone. I mean, yesterday's turnout was crazy. It was at this brewery, kind of like out of the mix, because like
It was like Fort
Lauderdale,
you have
like this
yeah.
main strip. So it's kind of out there. And we were driving there. I was like, we lost, but we get there. And it was like.
He was scared?
Me?
No, I'm asking if you were scared.
Nah.
Oh, no. I always have anxiety. Like when you first get there and you walk and they start clapping and I'm like, they're all looking
like
at me.
Through the
well, they're clapping for him and I'm behind them. And I'm, hey, guys. But no, it was super dope, man.
Yeah, I saw some familiar faces there. We saw Drippy there. Monty was there. A couple of the hype squad was there. Yeah.
Optic tweeted the video. 8-year-old Jace came up. That was
shout
like
Jace.
That was probably
shout
the best
Jace,
thing I've seen all month.
Great kid. He was just
the pure excitement that he had to play against Shotzi.
Man,
and the video
fine.
Shows he beat Shotzi.
And
like
beat Shotzi.
It
yo,
was
listen.
He's gonna remember that for the rest of his life.
Listen to me. All the kids right now that have family members that watch Call of Duty, they all love Shotzi because he's just the funny kid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just. They all like think
Florida,
about Bella, right? Like Bella,
Coast.
Damon's daughter. She's like Shotzi. Like you know, this is a skilled player who's just like fucking like a little brother or a cousin that you've ever had.
If,
right?
I'm not even kidding. If you showed Shotzi a map and said where's New York, he wouldn't know. You know how crazy that is to me.
That
New
is
York
crazy,
City?
Dude.
He'd be like,
at the Chicago or something. And look, we're not talking shit about Shotzi. Shotzi was let down. By the education system here in the United States.
that's
and that's not an offense. I was let down by it. Yeah, I have
I
no idea.
You're pretty smart, man.
With the right training, with the right education, like how much further could I have made it? I mean, actually, I'm pretty good. You know,
you're pretty smart, man.
All that aside. In the smooth competition, we're like Shotzi. The ref comes and like, all right, pick a number between 1 and 5. 7. I'm like, no, dude.
He's actually an idiot. He's hilarious though.
Hilarious. Getting real hurricane-ish, boys.
Well, again, windy out here.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
We are in hurricane territory.
Yo, wouldn't that be sick? And we stayed live the whole time.
Well, no, they got the evacuation trail. How to leave?
Really?
The walls, yeah.
Gotta
for
be,
that
gotta,
reason.
Got evacuation trail.
Not to
a
leave
trail,
what?
But
to
like,
go outside?
Like a plant.
Yeah, we
oh,
gotta get
they
the fuck out of here.
If I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna go underwater across the shore.
Yeah, right.
The dock in the hurricane?
You'll get pushed against the wall.
What
are
you talking
about?
No.
Yeah.
You wanna be in the water?
Dude, yeah, think about it. The air's only above water. I'm gonna be underwater with a snorkel.
Nah, and that combustion of fucking boat oil and. Spit.
Well, I'm not drinking it.
Oh, yeah, we were talking.
You
know, you think
they don't
take
care of that water.
Alligators in here and crocs and shit in this water?
I mean, if I saw one, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, I'm so surprised. Bro, they find them in pools. They find them on the street.
Yeah, but
what
bro,
I was surprised about Miami,
underwater.
Though, is the chickens. Well, there
say,
are wild chickens. The way they see pigeons in other cities, you see chickens.
What?
Really?
I'm talking about they're walking down the street with their like little chicks behind them.
That's kind of cool.
No, but like wild.
They say never jump into water that you can't see through. It's like, I feel like a good rule
do
of thumb.
You show the Loch Ness? Where did the Loch Ness monster?
Bessie? Nessie. Nessie.
Oh, Nessie.
What do you mean?
The Loch Ness monster. You never heard of it?
Yeah, of course.
I think I saw it earlier.
Oh, really?
Imagine.
Under all the boat oil and shit? I want to say the crazy part here is how you can get like, you can make a call. You can have like a yacht service or jet skis pull up. Like there's just a crazy amount of
amenities.
Yeah.
Like the fact that you can just call someone and they can bring jet skis to you and you can ride jet skis around is crazy to me.
Bro, I caught a fucking massive fish out of that water.
This one?
Yeah, it's all connected.
That's
true. An Atlantic sailfish.
Do you think we got a fish?
No, we're fishing. Dude, there are...
You already ordered it?
What, the rods?
The rods?
No. Worry not about the rods. We will be fishing tonight.
Tonight?
Yes.
Do they bite at night?
Yeah, they eat. Yeah. It's even crazier at night because you, like, what am I putting my hand inside? Is it a bass or is it a sunfish? Grabbed by the gills. Damn. Anyway, neither here or there. We'll figure
that'd
that out.
Dope.
Don't worry about it. But there's peacock bass. I've never caught a peacock bass in my life, and I'm catching one this weekend.
Fuck yeah.
Cool.
Dude, that's why I took mine off as soon as I bows with it. But I will warn you. Your back is going to fall asleep if you lay on it the whole time.
Yeah, and it's... That
I mean, it'll probably take
hard.
You longer than it took me, but...
Why is that?
Because...
Oh, they're getting too comfortable. One of the fans yesterday was like, oh, you do got a big back. I said, what?
Some guy came up to me and he was like, I want to compare backs with Zin. And he looked like he worked out. He had like a big ass back. He's
yeah,
like,
I don't have
me
a
and Zin
got
to compare backs.
I have a wide surface area back.
Oh, good kid.
Blotchy as well.
No, it's shaved.
Extremely blotchy.
Full shave.
Who shaved it for you?
My girl.
Yo, I'm going to tell you something right now.
She helped.
Yeah, stop that shit.
Why? What's wrong with you guys?
He had gate shaving.
Bro, no, they're weird. I was like,
Wait, why'd you just say there? Why'd you say there?
Oh, no, Seth's weird. I was like,
okay, yeah. That's how they start. Yeah,
exactly. No, Mark was down, but we have like the spray bottle sunscreen for a reason.
Now, why'd you say down?
Yeah,
I was willing to help.
No, okay. Yeah.
Bro, what's wrong? Anyways, I was like, Seth, spray my back. He's like, hell no. It's like, bro, are you serious? Spray my back.
Lather his back up.
No, just spray. That's why I got the spray bottle.
Listen, if
I did my own back.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm not gonna touch his back.
I just won't look. I just go like this.
No. See, right there.
See,
right there. We caught him.
You touch his back?
I wasn't.
Yeah, I'd be like this.
No. Whoa.
Oh.
No. We're not doing
the spray bottle.
It's just a spray bottle. Oh. All we needed was a spray.
So I don't have to like need. Nah.
No. Getting the knots out.
So just spray. I've been spraying all week. I got that.
I did my own back.
Yeah, but sometimes I feel like you miss spots when you try to do your own back. You're like,
maybe I'll take the sunburn.
Yeah. Good tan, kid. Great tan.
Yeah.
I ain't lathering your back up.
Halo, that was crazy.
That big ass back.
Dude,
stinky back, that blotchy ass back.
Let's talk Halo, man. Halo was, first and foremost, for us, Halo was amazing because we were able to stream on Twitch and YouTube, sort of like we were bounced back and forth. We would watch Halo on Twitch, then we'd go to CDL. We would start early to watch some Halo.
Okay.
And then we'd stream on Twitch. And then when we'd skipped a few CDL matches, but then Optic New York played. So, of course, we transitioned over. So we streamed on Twitch for probably a good five hours before CDL. Then we watched CDL. And then some days we'd go live after CDL on Twitch. So we were doing our best to, like, you know, obviously show Halo love.
And then Apex was going on at the same time. People were like, okay, now watch Apex. And it's like, dude, we've been watching for 11 hours.
Then they were like cheaters in Apex. And next thing you know.
Dang, you guys should have watched that.
You know how crazy that is?
Dude, yeah.
I don't even
Looking
understand.
Back on it, if we would have caught that, I mean, I would have been going nuts.
Yeah.
Fucking beep, beep, insane. Beep, beep,
beep. You know how crazy that is? They hacked the players and put cheats on their account.
Well, apparently, how
do you do that?
No, apparently Hal, I might be misspeaking. So if I am, I'm sorry. But I saw on Hal's stream that apparently he clicked a link that was malware and they had direct access to his device.
So they could have done anything on his device. They could have tweeted like
they had access. They were literally.
Yo,
I think they were going through like his logs, and it said
it's called
malware.
TeamViewer.
No. Like they had access to his device. It was a Trojan. Like he clicked a bad link or downloaded something, and they had full access to his computer.
Damn.
So.
But how do you click mid tournament? He clicked on a link.
I mean, Hal needs to stop downloading that dirty shit.
I will say,
damn,
come on, Hal.
Dirty Hal needs to.
The hacker must have been like a troll or something. Because think about of all things you could do with like someone's device, they just put cheats on their account while they're in a match just to see how they react.
Dude,
like that's like a troll hacker. He's laughing at home.
He couldn't wait. He's like, I can't wait.
Well,
this
guy's apparently it was like the final, like the regional final for. I don't exactly know what it was for. I think it's like leading up into their first LAN. At least that's what I assume, unless they hold online tournaments. But it was like a big deal. I mean, Hal's had like last time I was watching him during one of those, he had like 30,000 viewers.
Dude, high level Apex might be the best esport. Like the pinnacle of Apex, the final circle of Apex might be the best thing to watch in esports.
Oh,
I'm not
it's
even
just
kidding.
Madness.
I never
it's like
watch.
You have final circle Apex. You have I love round 11 COD.
Yeah, round 11.
You have I've never been to like League and stuff. I'm sure there's something 40, for like
49
League.
Slayer.
49
Yo,
49
can we
Slayer
pause
is crazy.
Right there real quick? What do you feel on stage in a round 11?
Everyone's heart's beating. No matter
in
what
game
anybody
five,
says,
round
well,
11.
It depends how good of a strat you have or like if the play call's good and you know what you're doing, it takes so much pressure off. If you just go into the round without knowing like what your plan is, then you're just winging it. It's like what do we you have to figure it out. Because the rounds aren't long.
But is it? Do you guys feel like, yo, let's do that play where Ant goes like double, like A or
that's
triple.
The thing. Like if you
one
practice,
one person
and prepared,
will call it, and you trust the call.
Yeah.
Fuck, I love that.
Like
I do
my
like
round
that.
11 call versus Thieves at champs will haunt me for the rest of my life.
What run down mid?
Well, no, that wasn't the play. The play was to double Nate. Draws was playing left every single time.
Like, was it on Tuscan?
On A, yes. Like the outer
like the,
block.
The mid thing or their block?
So, the left block. He played the left
like
block.
Like their side tree.
So my Teej and someone else double naded it. One nade lands, hit him, but he crossed the perfect second to mid. As the second nade landed, it didn't hit him. And then we just got trapped. And then with 25 seconds, we hit down mid. Teej ran down with mid with a pistol, got killed from you. Haunted me for the rest of my life.
Damn.
What I was telling you was there is not a single player in the world, I don't care who it is, Skump,
Krim,
whoever you think is the best, I don't care who it is, Karma, whatever player, if you're in a 1v1 round 11, your heart is beating.
Not Shotzi.
There is not a single player that's not feeling that 1v1. I don't care how many times
your
you've
heart's
been there.
Beating out of your chest.
It's barely breathe. Yeah, it's like you've ran 5 miles. Just,
it's a human response.
No, of course.
The pressure when it's that high. It's literally for the bat.
For the bat.
I mean, you know, it's on you. It's exhilarating. Sometimes even in a ranked game.
Rank gets you going.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you're in a 1v1, even in ranked, you're like, I can't lose this. Or
I was
my
in a
SR's
1v3
gone.
Control, last alive. Yes, I won.
That's not as bad, though, because you're expected to lose. But if you win, holy shit. In a 1v1, it's like...
Did I get hype? Oh, yeah. Like, I get out of my seat, and I'm like, oh, as Jude. She'll hear us, like, the dogs start barking and shit.
You get hype?
I'd be like, ah! I mean, I haven't played since before Japan, my Japan trip.
Damn.
Yeah, I miss it, dude. No, not slacking. I'm fucking not being able to do the thing I
slacking.
Love to do.
Fishing, smoking, slacking.
Fishing, smoking, slack. Well, what's traveling, my favorite thing eating. To do? What is your favorite thing to do? COD?
Eat.
Are you asking me or him?
I'm asking him, you, and then you.
What's my favorite thing in the world to do?
He said eat. I'm like...
Eat.
Well, no. Okay, aside from human things.
Yeah, what do you want me to say?
Yeah.
Like a hobby? It's not even playing games with the boys right now.
Nom?
Oh.
Ooh, yeah, it's up there. I would say, yeah, probably COD.
You too?
Playing games with the boys, yeah. I look forward to it. I love it. Every morning I hop on, I know we're about to just troll for 6 hours and love it. It's great. It's a great time. Get a sweaty game every,
that's
like,
up there. COD, television.
Every little 30.
Good shows. A good exhilarating TV show. It's all in like the same tier for me. Like my S tier is like eating, COD, games, TV, nom. that's my S tier.
I'm not.
And then next tier is hanging with family. I'm just kidding.
No, I hear you. No, that's not wrong. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm just kidding. That's also the S tier. Yeah.
But
Dad, you're a fucking asshole, Anthony.
But let's switch gears to Halo. Because how long have we been going? 40.
Oh,
Let's switch gears to Halo. The boys, they fell a little bit short. But overall, it was a great event. I mean.
Great event.
I'm surprised, very surprised, at how we looked versus FaZe, and then we lost to SSG like that. Because we looked nuts when we played FaZe. The first time we played them, we 3-0'd their shit. Like, I thought we were going to win the tournament after watching that.
We played
that.
SSG well, though. We played them well, but it
was
like
3-0,
3-1.
You could
tell they had that little edge, that slight edge. That they would pull it through every time.
Well, we were up 3-1 in the bracket reset to force the reset, and then...
Well, that one map was unacceptable. That one map where they lost 250-3. And I'm not saying it's unacceptable because they lost. I'm saying because it looked like they couldn't do a thing.
That's how the map
was. It literally looked like it was MW2 pubs, and you were just spawning in TAC insertions and getting killed. Yeah. It looked like you were just fishing a barrel on that map. And then next
solitude.
Thing you know, it goes to Slayer.
Solitude, strongholds. Nick was saying how just bad that map is. Like, once you get put in the trap, you can just lose. And it happened to us. We got 250-3'd.
Yeah.
And
realistic,
it was, Nick was like, if we put them in that trap, we could have done the exact same thing.
100%.
And like, all the players know that that can just happen. So we were like, does that check you out going into a game 7? Nick was like, not really. Like, that's just, you know, it's either, you know, you're either going to get blown out or you're going to have your opportunity to blow them out. It's like whoever fucks up whenever you get in the setup.
COD and Halo also differ because it's like, in Call of Duty, you very rarely get a bad map set for your team, or like a really good one, because there's vetoes, so it's always curated. You kind of know what to expect. Whereas Halo, a team can have their worst maps in an entire series or their best maps. Like, there's no way. It's kind of luck of the draw. The reason I say that is because someone was saying the game 7 in our first best of 7 where we lost to SSG, the where we lost the grand final. Everyone's like, this is one of their best maps.
Yeah.
So it's just like by luck of the draw. Sometimes in Halo,
you're
playing your worst map, your best map, but they still look good. We kind of dominated FaZe. I mean, we had a 6-0 map count against them. The boys looked great, and also I think FaZe looked a little flat compared to what I expected from them because they just win the grand finals. They were playing lights out. But really, the team that shocked me the most was Shopify Rebellion. They looked great.
Billy Mental and the boys.
It was the first time where I've watched Halo, besides like maybe Quadrant at some points last year. Quadrant's always been scrappy and solid. It was the first time I'm like, damn, these guys can compete with some of these top dogs, because Halo was like super top heavy, like even more so than COD. Because usually it's been like three teams. It's been Optic, FaZe, SSG.
Well, because at least in COD you have like Search, where any team can win a Search. If you like in Halo, I feel like it's all respawn. So if you're just not as good,
yeah,
like if you're just getting outskilled, like Surge, you can steal some Surge rounds. You can clutch some. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know Billy was that nice at Halo.
Well, he's got a lot better. I feel like we're consistent, dude. It's not shocking. He's probably, is he considered the best Gears player ever or one of them? Definitely, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
He's considered one of the best Gears players of all time.
Oh yeah, the best, right?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's considered the best of all time. I think. So for
he was the one that stood out.
Yeah.
When we would travel, everybody would say that.
So I feel like when you switch games like that, mechanically he's always going to be solid, but you have to just get like the game has to become second nature for you, and that just comes with time. It's like when people ask in my chat or any COD pro or personalities chat, it's like, oh man, how's your shot so good? It's like, dude, I've been playing for 15 years. It's not even I can't even give you a tip that can help you right now. It's a natural instinct now. It's second nature.
Don't even think
snap onto people. But yeah, now they look good. But Halo, it was a lot of fun to watch. But more so, I think selfishly for all of us, being on Twitch again felt great. Because obviously, last year we were on Twitch for the watch parties. YouTube watch parties were still great, but it's like, it's so hard. Like right now, we're not going to be live on Twitch for 6 days.
It was weird.
So it felt good to be able to do both.
We were doing our watch party for Halo, and it was during the CDL day. But we had like, I had 16,000 on Twitch watching us versus, I think it was us versus FaZe. On YouTube, we had 27,000. It was almost double the viewership on YouTube. We were talking about it. We were like, does YouTube get more viewership than Twitch whenever you're streaming?
I actually think it does.
It does.
I don't get it though, because I can't discover YouTube streams like that. I'm not sure if people are just
That's what confuses me about it. It's like,
bro,
how the fuck are people
CDL every weekend. If I open my TV to YouTube, I need to search it to find the live stream.
Well, that's the thing, right? If you're consuming it on TV, which is obviously like on the apps, like that's one thing, right? Because if you're already going to be on YouTube regardless, right? You're going to be watching YouTube or that.
That's
like,
what
not often do you have, you know, because I watched the stream on YouTube and I was like, all right, because I was watching like a playlist or some shit.
And it just pops up.
I think majority of them,
oh shit, the game's about to start, and I backed out, and immediately my
sub. So like if you're watching YouTube and you get to like the end of a video, we'll sometimes be in it live.
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably why people just slowly, like if they're on YouTube, they just slowly kind of trickle in.
Or maybe.
Well, it happened to me like that, but when I backed out to go look for it.
Well, it was also on a day where we would have been doing the watch party, so people might have just been naturally coming to see if we were doing the watch party, and they saw we were watching Halo, and they just stuck around, because they knew, we kept saying during the watch party, we are 100% watching Optic New York.
But then it came down to it, and it was like, fuck.
Oh,
like,
dude, he was on an 800 sub train, and we had to turn it off, because we promised to watch Optic New York.
But the funny part was, so for 20 minutes, he was like, for 15, 20, he's like silent contemplating, because Optic Halo just made the grand finals, it's about to start. So Optic Halo grand final, Optic New York COD's about to start. I'm on an 850 sub train, and he looks at me like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, this is not my decision.
It was a weird one.
And I'm looking at him, stay silent looking, and in my head I'm like, he better fucking pick Halo. We're staying on Twitch. I'm on an 850 sub train, buddy.
We didn't pick Halo.
And then he goes YouTube, and I was cool to watch Optic New York too, of course.
He got the golden kappa during the
I saw that. I was on for
dude,
that.
It was crazy.
Which is
that
like dope. That's great luck.
And you're like, he's like, you didn't call that out? Like,
well, no, I didn't see it.
Well, nah, because it said it was close.
Mm.
So I saw it and I was like, wait, did you just miss a golden kappa train? But it said it was close. And it was like 30. And then after that 30 seconds, it was just.
I don't even know what golden kappa
so
is.
So once you get it, if you gift a sub or sub to a channel, once that channel gets it, you get the golden kappa for 24 hours, which is like, it's just rare on Twitch.
One person gets
one person on Twitch gets
it
per day.
Fuck. Yeah. How many channels? Millions?
To be fair, that was, of course. You know, being live with you for the watch party definitely helped my case. I mean, to get a golden kappa on our, like, very rare, once-in-a-while Twitch watch party stream, and as soon as they heard it, they all just came over and started going crazy. It was, of course, incredible. I mean, you get the golden kappa, people are going nuts. It was good, but...
Dalton Schultz came in.
That was a good day all
gifted
around.
Gifted 100.
Yeah. Damn.
I said, Dalton, next time we're in Houston, we're going out to the club, and it's on you.
Damn! I'll split it with you, Dalton, you know.
I'll split it.
But now that was a good weekend all around.
Yeah.
For all of Optic, it was also St. Paddy's Day too. It was like St. Paddy's weekend. We make a grand final in Halo. We beat New York to secure one seed, go 7-0. Optic Apex, before all the cheating bullshit went down, was playing incredible apparently. So
I think they are fourth.
It was an Optic weekend, man.
They're in fourth.
And hopefully this is an Optic.
Good.
Hopefully this is an Optic weekend.
Hopefully this is an Optic weekend.
Hell yeah.
You will be seeing me running up there though. Give my badge. Paige, my badge. Oh, just.
You don't need a badge at that point.
You know who this is? This is Hector, CEO Optic. Get 100 bucks to Don P and put on his tab.
That's what I was trying to say. I don't think people understood my reference, though. I kept saying it.
No, those videos are hilarious.
Yeah, they're funny.
I was. They got to be like staged, right?
Yeah,
like
they have
those guys know it's going to happen?
They have to.
Definitely. You know what this is? It's R&L Bose. $50 of Class A Azul and put on his tab.
$50,000 worth of Class A Azul?
50 bottles at Class A Azul. It's like a meme.
Probably be like 50,000.
Hell yeah. That guy just walks up and...
All right. Well, listen, we got an exciting weekend ahead. Major 3 here in lovely Miami.
Yeah, we start the watch party in like an hour.
So that means we have about 10 minutes to get the plan together for fishing tonight.
When this goes live, we're going to be live on the watch party. Yep. Guys, right now we're live on the watch party. Come join us. It's an Optic weekend, baby. Come on.
We'll see you guys next week.